John chapter 16. John chapter 16, verse 23-24. Just want to is everybody doing good today?
Yeah.
Well, it's certainly been a great, exciting times, isn't it? Thank you, Jesus. I'm getting stuck here with, you ever get stuck with your, I don't know why this is not, all right, if you sure see here. You can give me some time. There we go. All right. If you put that up there on our screen for everybody, John chapter 16, I believe it is, 23-24. John chapter 3, verse 16, 23-24. I want to share something I believe that the Lord will bless you with tonight. All right, it says here, let's go to the King James Bible, the official Bible. Okay. So it says here, in that day you shall ask me nothing. For verily I say unto you that whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Verse 24. Hitherto, or up until this time, you have asked me nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. You know, I was just thinking about something that I was just, the Lord quickened something to me earlier. I like when he does that, and he says, just to share the name of Jesus tonight. A few scriptures just to give you encouragement on the name of Jesus. Everybody say the name of Jesus. You know, that name is special. You know, I was looking at my notes from before that I had, and I pulled it up. I have so many notes in my book here. It talked about that we have, I think, at some point in our lives, we've seen names come and go, names that are popular. And what's a popular name today that we have? John? that's an old name, but John is a pretty common name, isn't it? John's a common name. What else? I know Mexicans, they say Jesus, they call him Jesus, but it's Jesus.
David?
David's a common name. Roma is a common name. It's not? No, it's not, eh? Ken is a common name. Yeah, Ken's a common name. But, you know, Jesus was given a name above every name. So when we think about names, they mean something. Do you know what your name means? Yeah, you should all know what your name means. And either you can accept it or reject it and get something different if you want. But, you know, I was named Roma, and I looked up the name Roma in different languages, and I found different languages, and I kind of took the one I want, which is Roma means great. Great. I like that name, Roma the Great. That's a good name, isn't it? So I like that. I just picked that up, and I just kind of enjoy that name. Growing up, I never liked my name. Because it meant, for me at that time, you know, being, of course, when you're young, you have all kinds of hang-ups, and particularly you get shy, and, you know, you don't want to have have a big nose, and kids tease you or something like that. But when you're young, you get you're so bothered by things. And so my name bothered me because they said my name was a girl name. After a few experiences with my name, I had a hard time with that name, and so when I went to school, they would call roll calls, and they would say, "Where is she?" And so because I was too shy to respond that, is Roma here? And I wouldn't get up because I was too shy. But no, I was never teased by it. No one teased me. I just had that problem. Did anybody ever have a problem growing up? You're just kind of shy? But, you know, names mean something. When you mention something, McDonald's, that means something. Hamburgers, right? If you talk about different names, it signifies something, you know, significant. It gives you some kind of meaning. But Jesus was given a name above every name. And that name that demons would bow in heaven, the Bible says, in earth and above the earth, or above, you know. So in the spirit world, in the below of heaven, in the below of the earth, you know, that means that the name of Jesus has power over angels, you know, over all the things in earth and below, which is, you know, of course, everything, angels, demons. So the name of Jesus has something about it. So I want to encourage you to think about the name, because that name means a lot. It's not just, you know, any name. We were given the name. It symbolizes so, you know, so many things. It can symbolize healing for you. Just saying the name of Jesus. I heard people who were sick just said the name, and they were healed. And so I thought about the man the gate, the wonderful gate, Solomon's gate, is it called? Beautiful gate. And so he's healed. And so Jesus said in that scripture, telling his disciples, you know, I've been hanging out with you guys for that long time, and I'm going to go. And of course, they didn't understand everything about it. He says that, you know, after I'm risen from the dead, you can use that name, my name. And the Father will give you anything if you ask in my name. So we pray in the name of Jesus. You know, we look at the Lord's Prayer, and I see people just saying that Lord's Prayer, and they use the Lord's Prayer. They say, we're going to pray for so-and-so, they're sick. Let's just recite this Lord's Prayer. Well, that's not New Testament prayer. Jesus was talking to those people back there. They were not saved yet. They were not in the New Testament. Jesus hadn't died, hadn't suffered, and been raised from the dead. But after he says, when I'm raised from the dead, you can pray in my name, and I'll give it to you. Amen? I think we ought to revisit about the name of Jesus and talk about the significance of the name of Jesus. And so I want to just pull up a note here that I had sent myself earlier so that I could. It doesn't seem to be coming up. My bank stuff is coming up, though. So... Okay, so in Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, the angel told Mary, I guess it's the parents, he says, you shall call his name Jesus. You can have a child, you shall call his name Jesus. And it's a wonderful name. His name shall be called Wonderful. Isaiah 9:6 says, that wonderful name of Jesus. There's a book written by an old-timer, and he wrote about the name of Jesus, and I've read a couple of other books about the name of Jesus. So the idea is this. The faith in the name, in the wonderful name of Jesus, will bring us great benefits, great results when we believe in the name of Jesus. We as a church need to look at the subject of the name of Jesus, because many need to be reminded of the great blessings we can have as a result of believing in that great name. We need to show from scriptures the results that came or that would come from the name. When we study and use that name in everyday situations in combat or against the enemy, we will see results. The Bible says his name is wonderful, and through his name we can obtain great promises from heaven according to what Jesus said. It's all in the name of Jesus. When we see the name, it means something. Your name means something. It means something. I just ask you, do you remember what your name was? I told you my name was Great. You know? And the name of Jesus means something. He says, my name represents, he told his disciples, everything that you need in life. All that I am, all that I will do here in my, you know, in my suffering, in my giving up of my privileges. The Bible said he gave up his life for us and became a man. When you mention to some names to people, they get excited because some of those names have some kind of benefit or meaning. Many names can bring excitement, joy, or laughter. But the name of Jesus can bring everything you need in life. Jesus said his name can open up doors, can even open the doors of the Father's heart and bring you blessings. Jesus gave his name so that we can enjoy life in a greater measure. Jesus said to his disciples, when that time comes, I'm reading this in another version. When that time comes, over here in John 16, verse 23, 24, I'm reading the Amplified, if you want to put that up there. Jesus said, when the time comes, you will ask nothing of me. You will need to ask me no questions. I assure you most solemnly, I tell you that my Father will grant you whatever you ask in my name. Notice this, his name, as representing all that I am. Up to this time, you have not asked me a single thing in my name, as representing all that I am. You know, his name is, he says, who are you? He says, I am that I am. You know, he's everything to us, isn't he? And but now you've asked me nothing. This is from Exodus chapter 3, 14, I am that I am. But now you've asked and kept on asking, and you will receive, that your joy may be full, gladness, delight, you may be full and complete. Jesus said, it's all in the name. We can receive blessings from heaven. He said his name represents his very self. His name actually takes the place of who he is when we use that name. The Bible says when you pray together with somebody, and you use that name, he is actually present there to make sure whatever you ask together, it will be there. I was thinking about this morning in my meditation. I got up and had my coffee, and I was thinking about this, and I was reading meditation that I was reading, that I've been reading for about 20-some years, and every time I read it, I go over about 20-some years. Although I read it every day for 20 years and I read the same story, but something happened to me as I read this about Jesus present in us. I mean, just think about it. The God who made heaven and earth lives inside of you right now. He's inside you. Jesus lives inside of you right now. The Father God lives inside of you in the presence of Jesus, in the presence of the Holy Spirit. He lives. The God who creates everything, the God who gives life is in you. Now listen to this. Eternal life lives inside of you. Eternal life is in you right now. And when we speak, he can quicken your body to be healed. That's why when you say in the name of Jesus, when you say Jesus, Jesus, in a very, very substantive way, in the way that's meaningful to you, that creator inside of you, Jesus, he's creator of all everything, and he can recreate whatever you're missing in your body. Hallelujah. Amen. He's there right now. Jesus, the very present, the same Jesus that raised the dead lives inside of us. That's why we can claim freedom from COVID-19. And all the things, you know, someone called me today, you know, different ones call me sometimes, you know, I don't make light of fun of anybody, but they're afraid of this kind of time. I'm excited, praise God. what's going to happen? Jesus is inside of me. We don't have to be afraid. Somebody says, oh, I'm afraid, don't you? You know, there's a bunch of trucks going by, and, yeah, you know, there's COVID going on. I said, well, praise God. You know, Jesus is still here. We're not afraid. I mean, sometimes we can get, you know, discouraged, you know, maybe a moment of time, but I don't live in discouragement. I don't live in depression. You know, I mean, I remember the days when I was just depressed for days at a time, waiting for something to pick me up. Even as a born-again Christian, when I became born again, I didn't know anything about my rights and privileges as a child of God. Right now, sitting there right now, you're a child of God. Amen. Amen. God is your Father. You're sitting there. Oh, everybody say, I'm a child of God. Say, the name belongs to me. So anything you need, you know, you in the name of Jesus, to say, thank God, I take that in the name. You know, we do everything in the name. Everything. You don't have to always say, you know, we live in the name of Jesus. We live that way. The Bible says we do everything in the name of Jesus. Praise God. And so I'm excited about that name. Thank you, Lord. So we can receive blessing from heaven. He said his name represents his very self. I said his name represents his very self. He said, I believe it's in the Amplified, says, when you get together my name and you pray something and you agree together in my name, I am there, actually there to make sure it's going to be done. That's what he said. And I thank God, you know, my wife and I, we don't always get religious about it. We did look at each other and said, let's agree, and we know what we mean, you know. But we agree, in Jesus' name it's done. And before we know it, we got the answer done. I mean, nothing happens all the time automatically right away, but it's gonna come together. And, you know, you can't just quit because you don't see the changes immediately. We don't walk by, you know, our sight. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians 5:7, we walk by faith and not by sight. You know, we're trying to make everything more quickly understandable in our church. We want everybody to understand what we represent, who we are, what our vision is, what our mission statement is, what our objectives are, and just clearly understand the culture of our family here at Faith City Church, this community, this church community here. We want everybody to know, you know, that we're a family. We're a family. The Bible says we have family in heaven and here on earth, and you're our family. You know, sometimes, of course, I've felt this many times, I felt more close to the family of God than I do my own relatives. Seriously, somebody said, yeah, seriously. And I'm closer to some people. Some of my family I've never seen in years. And every time I see them, I end up losing $20. Amen. It cost me $20. He says, no wonder you don't want to see your family. Well, I got lots of relatives and I want to use my paycheck on my own. This is coming down, I guess. Something's coming down here. What's happening? Okay. Something happened here. Wi-Fi. I'm trying to get in. My phone here is trying to get in somewhere. Let me in. Okay, I'll get in. I'll get in. Let's see if they. Sometimes this one of the. We have a couple of internets. We have the general internet where everybody can get in, and we have the Faith City internet. Internetty. Okay, so let's see here. Be patient, my boy. Okay, there we go. In a few more days. Okay, so here, let's go look at that scripture we just mentioned. Matthew chapter 18, verse 19 and 20. He said his name, we can receive blessings, right? His name actually takes place. You know, we can take his name will take the place of who he is himself. When he's not there, his name actually takes the place. That he's very there. That's what he said. He said, again, I'm reading this from the NIV. Again, I truly tell you that if two of you on earth, you get somebody here on earth, an earthling. You know, you can't get any space people. If two of you on earth ask for anything, everybody say anything. Is healing anything? Is that in the Bible? It's in the Bible. You know? So if you ask for anything, if you agree on it, anything, whatever you ask for, you must ask for it. It will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Where two or three gather together in my name, there I am in the midst. You know, we use this, you know, I remember early, many years ago, we used to use this, you know, when you have a small service, eh? I say, okay, you know, I know there's six people here tonight. The Bible says, where two or three gather my name, I'm there. Well, okay, that's what it means, but he's not meaning, that's not what he's talking about. If you ever have a small service, I'm there. That's what he's not what he's saying. He's saying if you agree in my name, if you agree together on earth, because Jesus is in heaven, he said, if you use my name, I am actually right there, making sure, he says, making sure whatever you agree with is going to happen. That's what he's talking about.
Amen.
Amen. And so we can find somebody who believes in the name. You have to believe in the name. It's like, you know, people use the name of Jesus like a swear word. Right? Or they use the name of Jesus is not like a rabbit's foot or something. Like a lucky charm. No, the name of Jesus is given to us. It has power. It has authority. And, you know, when you cast devils out, I know people, they cast devils out, they have to use the name about 5-6 times before they... In the name, they're yelling louder, in the name. You know, they try, it's like you use a battering ram or something, going through a door. Bang, bang, bang. No, just use it, go ahead, use the name. Just say, in the name, that's going to happen right now. In the name of Jesus, just say, go ahead. It'll happen. He said, let's try this out. No, you don't try it out, you use the name. So he said, I'm going to try it out tonight on somebody. Okay, so many Christians, everybody say faith in the name. Many people in the church do not know the extent of the power of the name of Jesus. Much of the world uses the name of Jesus only as an expression or swear word. The early Christians understood the name of Jesus as power of authority. Many church people would do well in studying the authority behind that name. In order to believe in the name of Jesus, we need to know that name through revelation knowledge of the scriptures. After using the name of Jesus and restoring a life of a crippled man to health, the apostle said this in Acts chapter 3, verse 16. And his name, I'm reading this in the New King James. And his name, everybody say his name. And through faith in his name. See, they had faith in his name. And his name through faith in the name. Faith in the name of Jesus. What do you believe the name will do? That's what they knew, that the name is going to do it. Because he said, you will not ask anything in my name. Up until now, you never ask anything. But when I'm gone, you're going to ask in my name. So they were, did you notice this, something about this, people? I want you to notice something. The people didn't stop. They said, we're going to pray for this man here at the temple. No, they demand in the name of Jesus. They didn't say, oh, let's pray right here. Let's have a little prayer meeting. And you go ahead there, Peter, lay hands on him. And all around you gather on here. We're going to pray and use his name. So let's see what happens. No, they didn't. They came and they demanded. You know, we demand in the name of Jesus. You're demanding something to happen in the name of Jesus. You're not demanding from God. You're demanding from the devil. You're telling him, get your hands off this situation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, I knew something's going to happen here. In his name, through faith in his name, had made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given this him perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Perfect soundness, that's perfect healing in the presence of you all. After they healed that man, they said, hey, this is a result of faith in the name. Glory to God. I think we ought to start using the name more and believing that this name is going to, you know, going to get us what we need in according to Scripture. Today we need to understand the true nature of the meaning of that name. Everybody say legal right. So in the course of heaven, we have the legal right to use the name. You know, some people, if you take, you know, some names, they'll take you to court. They say, you don't have that right to use that name. You know, if you're a believer, a child of God, you have that right to use the name. Not everybody has that right. If you're not in the family, you can't use that name. Like McDonald's. You can't use McDonald's anytime. You can say, I remember there's a workout place, they call it McFit. They had to take it down because Mick means something. Mick, you know, they say, hey, you're mixing this up. You think it's a part of our organization. We never gave you authority. So they had a fight, so they had to take the name down and call it something else. What did they call it now? The Fit for Less. No, Fit for Less, right? So you know, you just can't use any name. You can't just use my name and say, I'm going to use this name, Roma's name over here. I'll take you to court. Amen? And so I could give you my name into some areas, some circles. They'll if they accept my name, they'll let you do certain things. Say, well, who said this? Who gave you the Romans to do it? Yeah? Somewhere my name is good. As Pastor Ken knows when he travels to Long Lake. You know, even there's this one song, Simon and Garfunkel, I think it is. He said, every time they say your name, they spit on the floor. Your name is dirt over there. You know, your name means something. Like some families back home, you mention their name, people start shaking their boots. Right? Is he here? So, you know, your name, I didn't give anybody authority my name. Would you like anybody to use your name? Well, some of you have common names, not like Roma. I haven't met one man named Roma yet. You're not man enough to have that name. But you meet all kinds of Kens. Kenny Hagin, he's a little bit more. He's got an H and H in there. No, Kenny, Kenneth Copeland. You better start calling yourself Kenneth. Well, okay, let's go back to our scripture after having you laugh there. Everybody say legal right. Legal right. Say, I have the legal right to use the name. So, you know, you can use that name. It'll bring you something. Whatever you need tonight. Go to bed tonight. Say, Lord, I'm having a good sleep tonight. In the name, in the mighty name, no devil's going to bother me. I woke up at 5 o'clock this morning. My wife says, my, you got up early this morning. Looking for some money here. I'm going to try to buy some chicken tonight. It's been a long time. Some lady says to my wife, yeah, I like Roma. He's always talking about that chicken. Well, we haven't really done that much chicken business. Ernie's not here, and we need to bring him back. Ernie, if you're home, this is your area over here. We're missing you. So we see from Scripture that we have legal right to use the name of Jesus to obtain heaven's blessings. That name belongs to all of us, not to the world, as seen from the Scriptures. In the book of Acts, you can see this demonstrated in some people who tried to use the name of Jesus without legal right. Over here, in the let's go to Acts chapter 19, verse 13 to 16, the NIV. I don't know why I'm using NIV. I've been using different ones, you know. I mean, you could use the King James, but I just happen to. I like to be fancy. No, some of them are a little bit more clearer and because it's everyday English. Okay, watch this. You can shut that that heater on, I think. You can shut that off because these guys are sweating too much in the front row here. It is, eh? It's really hot. Especially if you wear thermal underwear. Like, I'm just going to pass out in a moment. You say, oh, look at how the name of Jesus did to him. He said, they found out, took him to the hospital. Oh, we just take off a few layers. He'll wake up. You know, when I was a kid, you only had one thing. You know, you could wear those, hairy, long, big long johns, right? There's just none of those half things. Yeah. But at least where I came from, you had to buy these long ones. And you just about pass out by the time noon hour comes by. And then your mother puts you on these, you jump in this snowsuit. Pastor Kid, did it happen to you? Mother puts that, you know, I don't know, some kind of a scratchy underwear. Long johns, right? I know you're relating to that, eh? Or you didn't wear anything. This guy's a real nishnap. He don't wear nothing summertime, wintertime. He says, man, I don't wear nothing. We used to think one family, oh, this family is tough, man. They don't wear hats on, nothing. No socks. We thought, they're tough. Well, they didn't have any money. We didn't realize that. There's like 16 of them. You know, yeah, you couldn't buy anything. I mean, I probably did want that scratchy long john. Right? So, anyway, let's go read here. Some of the Jews who went around driving out evil spirits tried to invoke the name of Jesus over those who were demon-possessed. I would say demon-possessed. That's my French accent is coming out. See? Y'all didn't know I was half French, right? Demon spirit. He's come out now. Okay, so they would say, in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches, I command you to come out. The seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish priest who were doing this, one day an evil spirit answered them, Jesus I know, Paul I know about, but who are you? And then the man who had these evil spirits jumped on them, overpowered them all, and gave them such a beating that they ran out of the house naked and bleeding. Long johns and all were gone. I mean, they're absolutely gone. Scared them right out. They just beaten up so badly. When I was up north, I was working one time. I worked as a children's worker for a number of years in the child welfare ministry. They call it ministry. And one angry guy says to me, "I'm gonna curse you. I'm gonna make sure I'm gonna do something to you." Well, I didn't know anything about that before. I just heard people preach, you know, go ahead, try it. But when I really thought about it that night, I thought, maybe this might work, you know. And I heard about this guy here, the seven sons, and they didn't have the name, they didn't have the right to use that name to make demons go. So one guy says to me, you know what, a friend of mine, and they're Christians, they went up north and they tried to cast out a devil out of somebody. And he said, that demon beat up the whole crowd. Well, I mean, that scared me as a brand new Christian. I didn't understand. I didn't know. These guys were not even Christians. They're religious people, like these seven sons over here. But if you have the authority, you can do this. And, you know, if you ever in combat with a spirit. Everybody say, in this day. So we're living in a new day. We're not living like the day when people didn't use the name. Now we can use the name of Jesus. Under this new covenant in which we are living in today, as the church, we have been given the name of Jesus. His name represents all that the name of Jesus, you know, under that term, whatever it will give you. If you read the scripture, you'll see some of the blessings that come out. What Jesus did for us, what he did for us in his death and burial, resurrection, he provided for us everything we need in life. You know, Psalm 23 said, Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I will not lack for one thing. You know, in the morning, I was worshiping this morning, I said, Lord God, I want to thank you. You are Jehovah Jireh, you're my provider. Your word says you provide all my needs. And so I want to thank you that anything I need today, I want to thank you in advance for it. No matter what it is, I'm calling it in right now. You provide everything. You said you're my shepherd and I won't lack for anything. And so thank God for it. And so we're living under this new covenant. And so he's provided for us, you know, eternal life. Like eternal life is in you right now. You know, like we have eternal life. We don't have eternal life when the moment we take our last breath and we die and then eternal life. No, eternal life is in us right now. You have eternal life living. The self-existent one lives inside of us. And that's why when you die, you don't have to take some kind of journey and go across some kind of lake in the spirit world and have to eat something and whatever. You're going right in the presence of God. I know people who've died and who've gone into the spirit world and come back and said, they're just going right in the presence of God. They're in heaven in a moment of time. And you don't even know, when you die, you don't know that you've left your body. You feel like you are right now. And each one that I know, personally, people I know, my own pastor went to heaven even. He went to heaven. And he doesn't always talk about it or advertise it, but he did. And a personal mentor of mine, another personal mentor of mine, went to heaven. You know, his dad died. You know, he's trying to take his dad on his plane all the time. And finally his dad agreed. And he went up in the air. His dad died up in the air as he took him. And he felt so bad for a long time. He was just heartbroken for a long, long time. He couldn't function. That it was his fault. So one day the Lord took him to heaven. And he saw his dad. And his dad's not old anymore. He said, my dad, look, I mean, he looks young, even younger than I was, looking very young. I knew it was my dad. And he said, please don't feel bad. I'm just having a great time here. If I had the chance, I would never go back. My mother, who died, came back to the earth and told me, myself, I told her many times, tell me the story again, Mom. She died and she went up. A lady I talked to one time, she said, you heard me tell the story. And she said, let me tell you something. I'm walking across, I'm over here, this First Nations lady from up north. I'm walking over here. I came to town. I'm walking across with my daughter and this daughter and Mommy and so I'm walking across Memorial Avenue, and he said, bang, I got hit, and I died, bang. I saw myself laying on the ground, and I went up. I saw myself on the ground, and I'm going up. And said, the Lord brought me back to my body. And I remember those stories, and my mom says the same thing. I saw myself there in the operating, and I'm going up, and I'm in heaven. And he said, oh, such a wonderful place. And I felt so good. I had no more pain. I'm excited. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to. And the Lord said to me, don't, you know, you got to go back. So he said, I came right back in my body. Brother Higgins talked about it. He said, I came right back in my body. Brother Higgins' story. He said, I came back out of my body. He said, I came back through my legs. He said, seemed like it. It happened to him through two or three times. So I know people who's gone to heaven personally. I got two mentors who went to heaven. My mother died and went to heaven. I heard people who have talked to me in ministry who's gone to heaven. When I was working in Rhema Healing School, I heard people who died and they went to heaven. And they come back and they say, that's a wonderful place. Billy Graham says, you know, I'm looking forward. He says, aren't you afraid, Billy Graham, to die? He says, oh, I'm looking forward to the day I die. You know, I feel the same way. I thought I'd never get to the place where I would feel comfortable about it. My own, you know, somebody said your own demise. No, my own life. I've done, you know, more than I ever thought in my life. More than I ever thought in my life. I never thought I would do what I'm doing today. But I know God has more for me. Jeremiah 29 says there's such a good future for me in this life. There's so much to do. God has planned no sickness for me, no days of sickness for me. He's planned no days of poverty and lack for me. No failures for me. Will there be that? There could be if I miss God, I could. Hallelujah. And I thank God. Billy Graham says, you know, one day they'll say, oh, Billy Graham has died. He said, don't you believe it one bit. Billy is more alive than he's ever been. Amen. Brother Hagin said, you know, when he said when he passed away, he was like 80, going to be 86, I think he was. He said, when you hear that I'm past, you know that I've been satisfied. The year Brother Hagin died, we were in Toronto. We were going to a meeting in the afternoon, and we had the big shutdown, all the Eastern Ontario, all the city blocked off. Everything was dark in the city. Everything was shut down. The street lights, nothing's going. It's amazing how that city stayed alive. People didn't die. And so we're going to go. I'm getting ready to go to the church to see Brother Hagin again. I'm excited. I couldn't go. And that's the year he died. He preached his last sermon. He came to the last meetings in over there. I don't know if he went to another place after, but in Canada for sure. This is the last time I heard him minister in live. He said to us, I went to my doctor. He gave me a great bill of health and said, you're in the best shape I've ever been. You had no sickness, no disease. And then that fall, he's gone. A few years before that, the Lord says to me, Roma, go to Tulsa. Go sit under Brother Hagin, because if you don't go now, you're never going to go. So I knew what the Lord was meant to me, because he knew that if I'm going to go to Rhema, I want to sit under the man of God. I want to sit under Brother Hagin. So we packed up our bags and we left. We didn't have money in our pockets. I didn't have any money. Somebody says, how are you going to go? You don't have any money. And you got two kids. And you're leaving a church. Well, the Lord, if the Lord says something, you go ahead and do it. Most people say, I think I'll try that. No, you got to have a word of the Lord to tell you something, right? Or you'll starve. And if you got kids, you don't want to take kids into a place where you want to know if the Lord told you. Well, the Lord told me to go. So, I know it's 8:05, but we haven't done the name of Jesus yet. Give me a couple more times here. Let's go over here. Under the new covenant in which we are living today, as a church, we have been given the name of Jesus. The name represents all that Jesus is in terms of what he did for us in providing eternal life. The Apostle Peter said this, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, New Living Translation. He says, by his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. God has provided for you everything you need to live in this life. And if you don't know that and you're missing out, it's because you don't know the plan. So we need to know what we have. We can ask God for something in the name, whatever's been provided for us in the terms of the covenant. We have received all this by coming to know him, the one who has called us to himself by the means of his marvelous glory and excellence. And because of his glory and excellence, he has given us great and precious promises. Everybody say, great and precious promises. So we need to be familiar with those promises are. These are the promises that enable you to share his divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. In Paul's prayer for the church at Ephesus, he said, by the Spirit of the living God, that they should have spiritual wisdom and revelation of whom they are, of who they are, and what they have in Christ. And we need to know what we have in the name of Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ told his disciples there'll be no need in asking him anything under the new covenant, but that they could receive whatever they needed in his name, under the new covenant, in this new dispensation that we have here. Jesus said, all that time you won't need to ask me anything for, but I tell you the truth, you will ask the Father directly and he will grant you the request because you use my name. You haven't done this before. Ask using my name and you will receive and you will have abundant joy. That's the New Living Translation. You know, there's something about that name that we need to know about. We need to give thanks. The Bible says that we give thanks in the name. Ephesians 5:20 says we give thanks in the name of Jesus. That's why we say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank him in the name of Jesus. It says over here, Ephesians 5:20. Then, Hebrews 13:15 says, therefore, let us offer through Jesus a continual sacrifice of praise to God, proclaiming our allegiance to his name. That's the New Living Translation. We thank him in the name. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, we want to thank you that we have a legal right to use your name. We want to thank you for that wonderful name of Jesus, the name that brings healing. And all that represents what Jesus did is in that name, the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. Let's go ahead and stand, everybody. Father, we give you praise. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, for that wonderful name, the name of Jesus. We thank you for it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Just begin to think about that name right now. That name, you have been given the wonderful name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's not just any name. It has power to change things. It has power to change circumstances in your life. Power to move obstacles in the name of Jesus. Power to move the devil's bondages in the name of Jesus. Power to break the power of the devil over your own life and over the life of every person and situation that's come against you. We do this by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The blessings come to you in the name. We thank him in the name. Oh, that wonderful name of Jesus. We praise you for that name. Oh, thank you, Lord, for that name. The wonderful name of Jesus. We can use that name for healing. We can be filled with that power of the Spirit in that name. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, we praise you for the power of Jesus. Father, we pray right now in this room. We send out the power to heal in this room, in the name of Jesus. The power to break bondages. The power to change circumstances in people's lives. Right now, we change the life and situations of those that are here and those that are watching online. We break and bind the powers that are coming against the people. We circle them, Lord God. We build a hedge of protection around them to have safety from sickness and disease, from the attacks and plans of the enemy. We call on the angelic hosts of heaven, the heavenly hosts, to encamp around all the families of God that are here in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus, that wonderful name of Jesus. In my name, they will cast out devils. Hallelujah. And my name, oh, that great name. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Father, we want to thank you for if anybody here and the sound of my voice, that if they've been away from you, a Christian, you said, if we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so we thank you. We ask your forgiveness. We ask for your mercy and your grace, and we ask you, Lord God, to cleanse us, forgive us. We confess our sin. We walk with you right now, have fellowship with you right now. In the name of Jesus. Let me tell you something. The Lord showed me the other day. When you're a Christian and you get out of fellowship with God, your relationship is always the same with God. God is God and you're His child no matter what happens. You might go off course and by your flesh you commit something and you get away, and then maybe you might even feel condemned. And your fellowship has been hindered. But not your relationship with God. Your relationship never changes. You're still a child of God. And maybe you did something in the flesh and caused you to be away from Him. But you're not separated from Him. You still belong to Him. The Bible says in 1 John, it says, yeah, you know, when we come to Jesus, our spirits will never sin. Your flesh might. Your relationship with Jesus will never change. Your fellowship might. Because you might feel condemned. You might not feel right. But God loves you. He'll always love you. He'll always be there for you. Maybe your relationship has changed a bit, but God loves you all the time. So if you missed it, to say, Lord, I'm sorry. I changed that right now. You don't have to fall on the ground and cry for 7 hours. Whip yourself. Crawl on your knees up and down the stairs. No, just say, Lord, I missed it. The Bible says, as soon as you confess your sins, the blood of Jesus cleanses you. Just say, Lord, I'm sorry, that's wrong. And then the blood cleanses you just like that in the name of Jesus. And you're restored to fellowship with Him. Lift that hand and bless Him. Oh, we bless you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, you're a wonderful Lord. You're a wonderful God. Hallelujah. You never forsake us. You'll never will leave us. Ha, ha, ha. The devil's a liar. He said, I've been cast aside. But Lord, you never cast me aside. You never will cast me aside. I'm always your child. You're always my Father. You said, I will walk in them and I'll be in them. I'll be their God. I'll be their Father. They'll be my child. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. I praise you. I want to thank you. Thank you, Lord, for meeting all my needs and protecting me. And we have no fear. Oh, about tomorrow, about yesterday. We have no fear in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.